The ensemble of the Portico of Glory was completed with a facade open to the outside to the current Obradoiro Square through a large central arch that had the same measurements of the tympanum of the portico, which could be seen from outside but protected by a space of the narthex behind the aforementioned portico. The facade by Master Matteo was first modified in the years 1520 and 1521 due to the decision of the Council of Canons to place doors to close the cathedral, which had always been open until then. Later, between 1738 and 1750, the Baroque facade was created to replace the one by Matteo. Important remains recovered from the missing facade by Master Matteo are exhibited in the Cathedral Museum. On the one hand, architectural elements from the facade, such as several fragments of the great central arch and its keystone with star-bearer angles, among them one of the rosed windows that provided light to the interior of the cathedral on a pair of keystones, with a representation of the punishment of the lecturers that would be related to the door on the south side of the facade. Likewise, part of his sculptural ensemble that completed the iconographic discourse of the Portico of Glory has been recovered. Some pieces are preserved today in other places. Four of them are exhibited in this space. The images of the kings David and Solomon, a magnificent bearded head, a column statue of a male figure that displays a large cartouche, and that is probably a representation of one of the minor prophets. Based on all these materials and the structural study of the ensemble, several hypotheses have been proposed regarding the appearance of the facade, the placement of its elements, and the characters represented.